What's up, guys? It's Daniel Adam Motivation. Woo! I don't think you guys are ready for this podcast. All right, we're talking about overcoming Hell Week. Man, I could write a book. Let's talk about last month and then some principles. Let's start with, you know, my crazy life last month. And, you know, how many of you know when things go good for like a really, really long time and you kind of know something bad is going to happen? Like, it's just been too long. Like, Murphy's Law, something bad is eventually going to happen. All right. So, like, I bought this flip house the same day I get the papers back for this house I'm about to flip. I get in a 50-car pileup. A week later, guys, my wife leaves my stuff outside and takes my dog. As I'm picking up my bag outside, okay, like, my wife is gone. The dog is gone. My stuff is outside. I get a text from my mom, and it says she's in the emergency room. As I'm getting my bag, guys, like, as I'm about to leave, right, guys, and I'm hurting from the accident, of that 50-car pileup, and I have to go drive 900 miles to go see my mom in the ER, and hope to God when I get there, she's still alive. Like, it was like somebody just, like, straight up punched me in the face, and, like, I had my hands tied behind my back, right? And then the devil was like, you know what, hit him again. You know what, hey, you take your shoe off, kick him in the face too. Like, kick him in the nuts. Like, it just kept going, like, boom, 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 boom. So, I'm here to tell you guys, if you guys are experiencing hell, you guys will overcome. But you guys have to have the mental strength. So, I'm praying to God my mom's alive, right? Like, I am freaking out. Like, she has the worst type of pneumonia. I mean, let's talk real talk. Like, my wife didn't even have the decency to have a face-to-face, like, to talk it out or explain, you know, face-to-face what was going on, or to let me tell my own dog goodbye. Like, you know, I'm going to be real with you guys. My wife leaving, I didn't even think about it at the time because it became such a small thing. Like, that's just a relationship, right? My mom's text, my mom, it was about her life. It was life or death. Real talk. You know, the marriage, whatever, it's okay. You know, crazy crap happens. People change their minds, whatever. You know, till death do us part. Maybe didn't mean the same thing to me as it did to you, whatever. But my mom dying, that's not an option, right? Like, yo, that's your mom. So I was like, I need to get there as fast as possible because I don't know what's going on. I don't know why. You know, like, I was freaking out. Like, my mom doesn't just go to the ER and stay in the ER. Like it was. I'm talking about we've been in there for days. Like, she stayed in there for 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, maybe like 4 or 5 days. Like, it wasn't a joke. But she finally got out, guys. Like, what do you do when life just gets, like, up in flames? Like, those are the people I want to talk to today. Like hell just happened. Like, somebody just died. Like, somebody betrayed you. Like someone just shot your dog practically. Like whatever it is to you. Like maybe for you, you lost your job. Maybe for you, you lost a loved one. Whatever it is, I want you to know you're going to make it through this and you're going to be all right. And those are the people I want to talk to today. Like, people think they know what happened, like, with me and my wife. Like the week before she left, I cooked her family dinner. I helped fix her house because the ceiling was sagging in it. Like so many different things. So, like, it needed support, right? So me and her dad, like, fixed up the house to make it, like, support the roof. And we fixed it. And then I bought her mom flowers that week. And I put $200 of groceries in the fridge at her parents' house. Like my dog 3 days before was attacked by a pit bull and I sewed him up. Like, blood all over me. Like, if I had to be real with you guys, that week of my accident, of that 50-car pileup, I was Superman. I saved my dog's life, my wife's life. You know, there was a fuel leak. Like, there were so many different things going on. You know, I helped my mom get out of that dang hospital. Like, I thought they were going to kill her, guys. Like, I was scared. Like, she looked yellow. Like, there was a lot going on. Like, I even told her when I walked in, I'm like, Mom, you look like, I'm not going to say it, but that's what I told her. I was like, it was bad, guys. Like, if I was going to go on, like, a tangent, like, honestly, like, if I was going to go out as, like, husband, Like, that was the way I wanted to do it. Like I gave everything I had that last week. I didn't know what was about to happen, but it's crazy because the Holy Spirit, the night before all that happened, woke me up at 3 a.m. And I even posted on Facebook. I said, something's going down. You know, when you wake up at 3 a.m, you got to pray. Like, I was praying in tongues. Like, I knew something had happened. And I believe the Holy Spirit had prepared me for my wife about to leave me. Because when you have a connection with God, man, the Holy Spirit is going to move. So, man, I went out with a bang, like I said. And that's just like, it doesn't really matter about so much of, you know, it's not about that situation. It's about your character in the storm. Look, my marriage, she ghosted me, man. Let's just be real. Let's tell it as it is, man. Like, never talked to me once after that day. You know, I did some fireproof. I'm going to be real with you guys. I talked to a counselor. I talked to a pastor. I talked to another pastor. Like, I was trying to make my marriage work, right? But now I'm finally wrapping up my divorce. I've come to the conclusion that you cannot have a relationship with someone who stopped communicating. If they don't communicate, there's no relationship, guys. So as much as I didn't believe in that, I had to come to the reality that I didn't quit. It wasn't me that quit, right? So let's talk about the next thing. Man, this is hard for me to open up this much, but I feel like it's going to be good for you guys, so I'm doing it anyways. So guys, my mom lives, right? No, I got a new truck for my logistics business. My podcast just started blowing up. My SoundCloud started blowing up. I saw different aspects of my business just blow up. And I was like, man, all this hell, but all these things started turning around. And I started seeing God just turn everything around for the good. See, sometimes you guys have to go through the fire. Woo! Woo! All right, how many of you guys going through that fire? You know what I'm talking about? You're getting burned. You know, you're being refined. God is heating you up to get those impurities out. Maybe it's to get the bad people out of your life, whatever it is. I don't know. Maybe he's just molding you and shaping you into being the person you're called to be. This means transitioning, guys. And remember, eagles don't fly with sparrows. See, you're about to soar right now, guys. I see the greatness deep, deep, deep inside of you. And you, maybe it's not that deep. And you are going to get to the next level, right? And nothing and no one and no devil in hell is going to stop your guys' calling. I'm going to give you guys some Bible verses real quick. Psalms 118:6. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do unto me? What can man do unto you, guys? The creator of the universe is on your side, and you guys have the victory. I'm going to read another one. Joshua 1:9. Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and be of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. Whithersoever thou goest. Wherever you go, God's going to be there. So I want you guys to remember right now, when we're coming around the corner to 2020, I want you to remember, you can survive this hell you're in. You can survive this hell you're in. If I did it, if I survived my hell week, you can survive your hell week. You can survive your hell month. You can survive your hell year. You're like, Daniel, you don't understand. No, I do understand. Because whatever you've been going through, God's been through. I've been through. Let me tell you right now, if I can survive, you can survive. I want you to be strong. I want you to wake up in the morning and say, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. And get up. And don't dwell on the past. Don't dwell on the past. Dwell on your future. Don't dwell on the past. Start listening to comedians. Start reading your Bible. Start turning up the praise and worship songs. Start praying in tongues. But don't you dare look back. Look at all God's called you to. And start the mission. Focus on the vision. I believe God for provision. So you will survive that hell you're going through, guys. You will. You guys are going to overcome. You guys are going to make it. It might not feel like it, but you will. I promise you. Don't give up. There's no reason to give up. You will make it through. This is Daniel Ladder Motivation. Your mentality creates your reality. You got this.